I had a question about, I mean, I know they pay tithes in the Old Testament, and I was wondering, what's the New Testament application of that?
Well, I believe there is. First of all, keep in mind that when God makes a law in the Old Testament, you've got to ask a few questions. Does the law, was it a ceremonial law? The ceremonial laws were built around the sanctuary and the temple during the Exodus. Many of those laws were nailed to the cross. We don't need to sacrifice lambs anymore. We don't need a literal priesthood because we are all priests. We're a kingdom of priests. But tithe, the principle of tithe goes back to the very beginning. You look at Abraham and it says Abraham, he paid tithe. Jacob paid tithe. That goes back pretty far. And then Paul in the New Testament, he talks about tithe, and he never says that it's done away with. There's no New Testament writer that says we no longer pay tithe.
Okay.
Jesus, speaking of tithe, it's sort of a secondary answer, but he does really give us an answer. In Matthew 23:23, he says, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you pay tithe of the mint and anise and cumin, those are herbs in their garden, but you've omitted the weightier matters, justice, mercy, and faith." Then he goes on to say, "These you ought to have done, and not leave the other undone." Well, the other was tithe. He says, I'm not saying don't pay tithe, but don't forget about the judgment, mercy, and faith.
Right.
So that's interesting. Christ really answered the question on tithe in that statement. He says, do not leave the other undone. And then, of course, you've read in Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament, God promises to open the windows of heaven for those who pay their tithe. Why would God say that in the last book of the Old Testament? You turn the page to Matthew and say, well, you don't need to worry about this anymore.
Oh.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I believe it's the principle for tithe was to support the ministry.
Right.
Do we still have a need for that?
Yeah.
Well, then we still need missionaries and pastors and Christian teachers, and that's, you know, that's what our church uses the tithe for. So obviously the need is still there. Okay?
Yeah, great.
And God will bless you. Yeah, don't miss out on paying tithe because you don't gain, you lose by doing that.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, God bless.
Thank you very